Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, Friday. What's up? Welcome in. April 19th, 2024. We are taking you all the way up to 6:15 tonight and pregame ahead of Nats baseball. They're kicking off their three-game series with the Astros. Five-year anniversary celebration all weekend at Nats Park of the 2019 World Series. Danny, how are we?
I'm very well, my friend. We are busy little bees. As you said, a whole bunch is happening. Little celebration, little postseason, little draft. We're sprinkling it all in.
Yeah, we got the Caps Stanley Cup first round playoff schedule. Home games on Friday and Sunday, a week from now, games 3 and 4 at Capital One Arena. They kick things off Sunday at Madison Square Garden, and then they'll play a Tuesday night clash with the Rangers in game 2. Couple of days sandwiched for travel. And then eventually game 3 Friday in D.C. at Capital One Arena. Hopefully many of you will be there rocking your red. Great show planned for you today. 4 o'clock ahead of the Beltway Blitz. We've got tickets to see Kevin Hart. And then we'll give away the final pair of our tickets for Kevin Hart at DAR Constitution Hall at 5:30 today when Brian Baldinger joins us. He is going to break down the NFL draft and what the Commanders have planned coming up in about 3.5 hours right at 5:30. So cannot wait to talk to one of our favorite football guests, Baldy, today. Adam Eaton is on the show at 6. He is back in town with about 15 of his teammates from the 2019 World Series. Awesome. Nationals. We'll reminisce about the run with him and preview the weekend ahead, the big celebration over at Nats Park with Adam Eaton coming up at 6 o'clock as many of you are on your way to Nats Park for their game tonight with the Astros. How about the pitching matchup of Mackenzie Gore and Justin Verlander?
Ho-hum, no big deal. Just a Hall of Famer from the time gone and the future ace of the home side. That'll be fun.
I wish it was a little warmer.
Yep.
I'm going to the game. I wore khaki shorts.
You got the short pants on?
T-shirt, because I thought it'd be nice out, and it's not at all. So we'll throw the hoodie on and hope to grin and bear it this evening over at Nats Park. But I want to start with something I just saw online, and that is Adam Schefter on Twitter. A video that he had today. He was actually on the Pat McAfee show. And Schefter is discussing what the Commanders are going to do with the number 2 overall pick. He has made it very clear throughout this entire process that he thinks that the Commanders are going to take Jaden Daniels. He has not reported anything, which is different than speculating, but his very informed speculation, Danny, is that he is going to have Washington taking Daniels in any mock he does leading up to the draft.
Mm-hmm.
But on McAfee today, he suggested that Jaden Daniels actually wants to play somewhere else. That the Commanders isn't necessarily his ideal situation. And we'll let you hear the audio here in a moment as soon as our computer allows us to, here in studio, in the nation's capital, in our half-street studios by Nats Park. So we'll get you the audio in a minute so I don't have to just relay what he's telling you. But how about this from Adam Schefter? The notion that maybe Daniels would prefer to play elsewhere, and he hints at Vegas. He played for Antonio Pierce at Arizona State.
Mm-hmm.
Antonio Pierce is now the very popular head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. And that's the team he's speculating, Danny, would be the club that maybe Daniels would prefer. Now, this doesn't have to mean anything if you're Washington.
That's nice. They pick 11th. What do you want to do about that? You know, like, are you trying to engineer something? But it's still a pretty large bombshell, I would say, at this stage, where would he prefer to play elsewhere? He's interested in playing elsewhere. There's a huge difference to me between I'm interested in a lot of things. Would I prefer something? You know, how far am I willing to go with my preference? That's a huge question.
So here's the audio. This is what he told Pat McAfee on ESPN on McAfee's show just a bit ago.
I think it's a situation where, from the outset, Jaden Daniels had an interest in being other places. He just has. Now the interest is, okay, what do the Commanders do about that? Do they, like, there have been plenty of players who have wanted to play elsewhere, and the teams don't care, and they just do what they do. Or if there's a team that wants him, i.e. a team that used to essentially have a coach that worked them in college, like, then they have to trade for him. So what do they want to do?
Okay, hold on, though. So we would like to say...
I'll jump in here. I don't know where McAfee goes, but we'll find out in 3 minutes when his question's over. So here is then what we should dive into. If Jaden Daniels prefers to be a Raider, I get that. You played in college for Antonio Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
You've probably got a relationship for him. That's not unique, right? If Darius worked on another radio show or Ryan worked on another radio show... and I was a free agent looking for a show, and they were in another market, I might be more interested in that option because I know them, I like them, I like being around them. If CK ran another radio station, our boss, I might be more inclined to say, if I can, I'd love to get in with him because I know, you know, he looks out for his employees, he's going to help you out, whatever it is. Familiarity is not a new thing, right? There's a difference, though, between preferring to be elsewhere and not wanting to play for the Commanders. And I don't hear Schefter saying he doesn't want to go to Washington. In fact, I think we can all agree, they have the number two pick. He'd probably be thrilled to hear his name called by the Commanders and be the number two overall pick, right? That's very, very different, in my opinion, than his interest is, said differently. His ideal scenario, his perfect situation, is probably the Raiders and Antonio Pierce. That's okay. I'm okay playing second.
Right, I could draw it this way. Obviously, it wasn't good enough, and you know it was never close, but my dream was to have a D.C. baseball team and then to play professional baseball in Washington, D.C. Had I been drafted by the Mariners, I'd have still gone. You know what I mean? Like, that's not crazy to me. That having a dream or something fun that you maybe want to have happen one day, or, you know, whether it was LeBron playing for his hometown team or whatever, that's not a crazy thing to want or to desire. Privately, you'd say, hey, wouldn't it be cool if they had the second overall pick? Oh, well, I'm going to the league. Maybe I'll end up there one day playing for Antonio Pierce. Who knows? But the distinction here is critical to me. And given the context of the last 48 hours, and I hate that we're sort of re-digging this up again, but with his agent taking issue, at least in part, or at least according to some interpretations, or unnecessarily tweeting, and now you've got follow-up tweets from other people at the agency contradicting certain reports or otherwise, I don't know, and again, I'm not going to parse up the specifics of it, but given the last 48 hours... this is not isolated to me. This is now something. I don't know what exactly, and I think we're going to find out as time emerges, obviously, and the definitive find out will be next Thursday. If it's not Jaden Daniels, that's the name said by Roger Goodell when it's Washington's turn to pick. But there's something afoot here. There's some agitation afoot in one way or the other. It could be minimal, and it's squashed with a text or a phone call. It could be building towards something else.
So it's funny because it seems like, yet again, we're on the other sides of these. Yesterday, I took much more issue with what the agent did, which I thought was a bad show of judgment from someone whose player and whose employee is about to go number two overall than you did. But here, I guess in this situation today, this to me is something I wouldn't allow to affect me. If I really like Jaden Daniels, I don't really care that much if he likes the Raiders more than he likes me, or if his preference is to be elsewhere. Or if he'd rather go to New England than Washington, which seems like a terrible spot. You don't have a familiar coach on that staff. You just want to skip me to get to pick three. That might hit me in the feels a little bit more if I'm Adam Peters. That might bother me some. But to move the needle for me to be a issue or to be something that resonates in a way where I actually go, wait, is he going to be a pain in the butt because he doesn't want to be here? I have to know that he actually actively doesn't like it here. I don't think that's what this is. Do you disagree with me on that?
No. Let me try to say it more succinctly. Because the other thing happened over the last 48 hours.
So the two things in 2 days is
now I'm going, this now something's afoot here. Again, it could be, hey man, what's going on? Oh, nothing. Sorry. We're just agitating for our client. Okay, bye. See you next Thursday.
Well, let's add one more to the pile.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know that this is true, and I actually don't believe that this is true. There was word that his agent all along didn't want him to go take visits with the Vikings or meet with the Vikings because they thought they were going to go much earlier and it wasn't necessary. Doesn't make any sense to me because everybody's known all along that the Vikings have the 11th and 23rd picks and want to move way up. I don't know that they can move all the way up to 2, where Daniels is probably going to go, but they could probably package those picks and something else in the future and get up to 3 in New England. So I would unequivocally take that meeting. But they did meet with the Vikings after whatever happened with Washington. Schefter today, subsequently in another interview, so this was on ESPN's Get Up today, he said that the agent was bothered by how they did their little Topgolf meetings. And basically his point on that was Daniel showed up thinking he was doing a one-on-one interview only to find out that it was going to be this group project, so to speak. So that's another thing you could throw in there. Mm-hmm. To me, we're just at a point where it's a lot of noise. It's a lot of smoke. Most of it doesn't matter. The thing I care about more than anything else are the likes of the agent essentially publicly saying he takes issue with the team. But there is a long history of players preferring to be elsewhere. That just doesn't mean a whole lot.
Right.
If Caleb Williams came out 3 months ago and said he really wanted to go to D.C., because he's a local guy, because he grew up a Commanders fan, because he went to high school in our backyard here, whatever it is. And I'm the Chicago Bears. I would say, Caleb.
That's adorable.
That is so lovely.
That's so cute, isn't it?
You want to have a homecoming. And I am excited for you. And I can't wait. I'll help you throw your party in the offseason when you get back home to see all your friends. But by the way, you're the quarterback of the Chicago Bears, and here's our playbook. So mm-hmm. Might as well start studying. Like, that's how that discussion
would go. Yeah, enjoy.
And the discourse, if I really like Jaden Daniels and he's my pick, is the same. I guess my question to you would be, how close does it have to be for you to care about Drake May in a hypothetical where he goes, listen, guys, you're my number one. I really want to be here. This is where I want to be. I'll be a good fit with Cliff. I want to be your guy for years to come versus Daniels, where, you know, his eyes are really on Vegas. It's no different than in your own personal life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you feel like a better connection or you like a girl a little more. But she doesn't reciprocate the same way as someone that clearly loves you. She is in, and it just, you know, for whatever reason, right, of the couple of people in your life, you know, that you've been going on dates with or whatever before you make it official in that early you're on Tinder stage or what have you, you're like, I wonder who's this is. What's the sustainable relationship? Which one works? Well, maybe you go with the one who really, really likes you. You know, and maybe that's Drake May. I mean, but it's got to be super close at that point.
And that's the key. So this all obviously boils down to their evaluation, what they prioritize, if this to them, who the real people in the know, is it a blip? Is it something that we don't really need to worry about? Or is this, you know, something it was close? Let's say it was 51-49. Has this now tilted the scales? So I've said from the beginning, I've always felt that it's Drake May. I still do, by the way, and none of the evidence points in my direction, but that's like, I'm basically taking not evidence as evidence, which is probably pretty stupid. I may end up looking foolish next Thursday, more so than normal, I would say. The thing I can't escape here is I thought yesterday was kind of a foot in the mouth stupid thing by the agent. There's no reason to start humming tweets or emojiing tweets or anything. Total waste of time. Doesn't serve your client. That was silly. Okay, that's as far as I went with that. Now, given that, and now I've got Schefter telling me that he prefers or is interested in. Now all of a sudden I'm kind of wait. I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt yesterday. What are you doing to me? You know what I mean? Like, I'm over here advocating for you. I'm over here saying it's not a big deal. I don't really care who your agent is. He's an NFL certified guy. I'll see him at contract time, whatever. It's no big deal. Now I got that. Now I got this too. There's a little something afoot here. I don't know this. I don't know exactly how high it goes on the scale, but it has registered on my scale.
One thing I don't really get is a lot of people are reacting to this new video now of what Schefter's telling McAfee about maybe Daniels wanting to be in Vegas. And they're doing the cannot wait for Thursday or like get this over with, as if much is being made about nothing. Sorry, to be the bearer of bad news, I suppose. But, like, if that's true, that is interesting. That is notable. This is not someone asking you if it's a big deal that Jaden Daniels wore a purple shirt and Drake May wore a Carolina blue shirt at the combine, you know, or did he throw or didn't he throw? Like, whether or not someone would prefer to be in D.C., I'd say is relevant. Now, to sum up kind of where I'm at on this, it should have no bearing on whether they pick him or not, unless he were to tell you, I don't want to play there. And that's not what this is. That's not what this story is. But it's pretty clear he would like to go to Vegas, according to Adam Schefter. He didn't say it in as many words, but he said he'd like to be with a coach who coached him in college. Well, there's one of those guys.
I can think of one.
That needs a QB, and that's Antonio Pierce. So let's open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines on this next at 800-636-1067. What do you make of the Schefter comments? We'll play them for you again in just a few moments when we return. He is on ESPN today saying, all along, from what he can gather, Daniels' top choice or proclivity would be to be elsewhere. And he says, what do the Commanders do with that information? Ball's in their court. Is that something they should care about? Yes or no? 800-636-1067. We are, thankfully, 6 days away from the NFL draft. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Welcome back, and thank you for making the show part of your day. Couple lines open, MGM National Harbor listener lines. We're asking you about the Adam Schefter we played for you last segment. The audio from him on Pat McAfee suggesting that Jaden Daniels has had a preference throughout this process to be drafted by someone other than the Commanders. And he certainly makes it sound like it's the Raiders. Interestingly, they're not even picking in the top 10. But he did play collegiately initially for Antonio Pierce at Arizona State, who's now the head coach of the Raiders. I don't have any problem with him wanting to link up with a guy that he has a great relationship with. That is normal. That is common. I also think, Danny, unless Schefter's saying he doesn't want to be a Commander, and pretty clearly that's not what's happening, no reason to suggest that he doesn't want to play in D.C., to me, this shouldn't affect how Washington feels at all. I would bet you most quarterbacks in the history of the league who got drafted in the top two, top three, had a proclivity and a preference as to where they could end up privately. And it wasn't as obvious, maybe because they didn't play for a guy in college.
Right.
But they thought, man, would it be good if that team came up and got me? Or how cool would it be if I could play for that team picking fourth? Cool. That would be a lot like when I get hired to do a job, I say, I would love if I could figure out a way to just do Tuesdays and Thursdays. Thank you for that information.
That's awesome. Thanks.
We'll see you on Monday at 8.
Yeah, I mean, two times that I could think of in my lifetime, someone's actually done something about it. Like John Elway said, I'm not going to Baltimore. And Eli Manning threw on somebody just farted right in front of me face when he got drafted by the Chargers.
But those guys didn't want to play in a certain state.
And that's my point.
Very different than hoping they went somewhere
else. So two times it's escalated to that in my life. I don't believe that's what this is. However, the part that I kind of keep coming back to, and I know I'm circling back here, is isolated. If it's just this, I go, oh, that's nothing. He's got a dream of playing for Antonio Pierce. How cool is that? Because he knows him. I wouldn't care. If we have yesterday, where the, again, emoji tweet gate, I go, okay, I'm benefit of the doubt, I'm not really that worried about it. Now that we have a couple things, where we have someone potentially disgruntled with Washington and the way they've done something, and now we're finding out that he would love to play somewhere else, now all of a sudden there's a little bit of tinder. Not quite a fire, there's nothing raging, there's nothing crazy. If I'm in love with Daniels, I'll still take Daniels, and I still would, by the way. He's my quarterback that I would take in that spot.
How close does it have to be for this to matter to
and
you?
And that's the essential thing,
50-50
how they feel.
Tiebreaker?
You know, it's worth 2 or 3 percentage points to me.
So if it's 52-48 Daniels over May, if it's
then
that
you,
close.
Then you flip it. Now it's 51-49. Okay. If I'm these guys sitting in there, I'm going, what is this? What are we doing here?
And Drake May is sending you pictures of the Washington Monument.
Right.
Going, can't wait to walk by this every day.
He's got the Bryce Harper-style jacket already. JJ, just mumbo saucing.
Right. J.J. McCarthy is sending you a picture. He's like, just flew back into D.C. for some mumbo sauce. By the way, did I mention I love go-go? He's like dancing to go-go in front of Capital One Arena. You're like, all right, we'll move him ahead of. He was at 49%. Now he's at 51%. 800-636-1067. Let's listen to the audio one more time here. This is Schefter today on ESPN with Pat McAfee.
I think it's a situation where, from the outset, Jaden Daniels had an interest in being other places. He just has. Now the interest is, okay, what do the Commanders do about that? Do they, like, there have been plenty of players who have wanted to play elsewhere, and the teams don't care, and they just do what they do. Or if there's a team that wants him, i.e. a team that used to essentially have a coach that worked them in college, like, then they have to trade for him. So what do they want to do?
Okay, so
an interest in playing other places is how he describes it. And listening to that the second time, it even cements how I feel more passionately. Because he could simultaneously have an interest in playing in Washington, right? It just means he's not dead set on a city. Well, why would he be? He has no affinity to or real need to be in D.C. He has an interest in, I'm sure, New England. He has an interest. He could end up there. He has an interest in playing for the Raiders. So this, to me, is not really a concern or an issue. Changes nothing. I actually, and maybe I'll be in the minority, I care way more about the fact that the agent felt very comfortable taking issue with how they operated. And save your Twitter at replies to me about how, you know, a member of the agency came out today to say it's fake news. Were the tweets fake? You know, was that AI generated? Were the pictures of the likes fake? It was bad judgment. It just, you could do damage control in the back end if you want to, but you created a story that wasn't there. It shows bad judgment. What happens when the agent doesn't like play calling or doesn't like, you know, how often he's being asked to run as a design keeper? You know, is that going to rear its head again? These are the types of things that I ask myself. Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Anthony's out in Dulles by the team facility. Anthony, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. My thoughts are on this, and I totally get what everyone is saying, but with Danny mentioning about the agent, that's been such a stickler since yesterday that I truly feel that someone who is potentially going to be the second overall pick have issue the way that things were conducted based on a football $6 billion franchise. So if you don't like the way they're doing something, he was under the impression that he was going to be the only one. I mean, I that's kind of hard to believe. I just don't feel the Commanders are going to tell all these 20 guys, hey, it's only going to be you if it was to be that, or if it's going to be a bunch of other players. But the point I want to make, and I told your producer this, is that if I was Washington, I wouldn't even draft Jaden Daniels because his heart and mind and his apple of his eye is the Raiders, and he's going to ask for a trade later on, and it's going to be a circus. Just pick the farm boy, man, and let's just roll with it.
So I don't agree with you that he would ask for a trade. Again, there's no evidence here that he will be upset about being in Washington. Schefter's saying all along he's liked the idea of being with the Raiders. Do the Commanders care about that? If he's in the meeting and he tells Adam Peters, hey, man, I really want to end up in Vegas. If you guys passed on me, that'd be cool, or traded the pick. Okay, let's have that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is that's not what's happening.
Yeah, he could grow up an Aaron Rodgers fan and want to play in Green Bay. He could have grown up a Russell Wilson fan, so he wants to play for the in Seattle. There's a million things like that that happen. These are kids that are football consumers. So having a dream to play for somebody or having a great experience, now that guy's the – like if my college coach ended up coaching the Chicago Cubs, I go, what? How great would that have been if I got to go there? That doesn't register for me. But it's the part of it for me, I guess, is the right now of it. The immediacy of this on the heels of whatever yesterday was, whatever you want to call it or not call it. Now we find out that his eyes are already wandering elsewhere. It's puzzling.
So here's the only part where I would connect dots. And this gets into like theorizing in a way that is ridiculous. So I'm just admitting this is irresponsible lily pad leaping, and it's the kind of stuff I hate. But the only way I would connect the dots between this and yesterday is if you say the agent getting upset publicly and creating a stir is trying to steer them away from Daniels. Because let's say hypothetically he didn't want to go to Washington. They, like everybody else, have figured out or have a belief that Washington's going to take him. Daniels is like, I just don't love how it feels. Or if I go there, then, you know, Pierce thinks he could get up to four, but we got to steer me to four. And so they create a story essentially to move him down the board. That's how you could connect the dots if you wanted to do a tinfoil hat theory thing. I don't think that's what's happening. I think the agent was probably annoyed.
Yep.
Didn't like a unique thing that they did that they weren't prepared for. The player probably showed up. I do think guys showed up expecting a probably a normal procedure. Because part of, if you're really doing this to find out, like, how guys react, why would you tell them and let them prepare? Hey, we're going to have 22 guys in the building. We're all going to go to Topgolf and hit golf balls. No, show up. Hey, by the way, there's J.J. McCarthy hopping in the car with me. Like, you're getting raw, natural reactions to dudes being dudes at that point. So I would imagine it was a surprise to guys. And to our knowledge, only one of the agents took issue with it. Let's go to Nate in Silver Spring on Grant and Danny. What's up, Nate?
What's up, bros?
Hey, man.
Nothing much. I don't think it's easy, Danny, easy, you know. I think it's fine. I love about Danny, you're like the pit bull at the dog park when the corgi walks in. You're just ready to stick. I love it. But it's funny. But you guys are golden. I actually agree with you, Grant, on this one. Like, first of all, that other caller, there's no signs that he'll be a problem, like you said, Grant. So that's ridiculous. And I'll make two points real quick. My first one, the timing of it. You know, it's coming last minute, so I feel like they're just trying to add some intrigue to the draft. Now, if this Pierce stuff would have came out early on, maybe I'd have been a little bit more concerned, you know. Now, the second thing is just the gap in talent between him and May. And I'm saying in their eyes, you know.
Sure, this guy
has elite speed. I'm going to keep saying it. He has elite speed. Like, they are in love with this guy, you know. And I think that's – and DQ doesn't seem like the type that's going to get punked, you know, by any agent or Daniels, even if this was true, you know. So I don't think it's much about nothing, you know. But it mainly is just the timing.
Let's get to the topic, though, Nate. Answer this question. If he would prefer to go to Vegas, should they care about that?
No, not at all.
Okay. And I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
That's the question we're asking at 800-636-1067.
So for me, I'm not taking him off my board. I'm not going as far as a couple callers ago who was like, I wouldn't even draft him at all. I don't necessarily agree with that. I guess the question I would ask then is, when did Schefter learn of these preferences? When did that come about? If he's been sitting on this for 2 weeks and just drops it now, that's a hell of a coincidence. It feels too, I don't know, connected to me that we have a slight disgruntlement, however mild, with procedures and practices of the Commanders when they had Jaden Daniels and company over to visit. And now the next day, Jaden Daniels' eyes are wandering, man. He would love to play somewhere else. And it's up to the Commanders to figure out how serious that is. That seems way too coincidental for me not to consider it a factor.
To go on and say, when asked about the number two pick, he also, in the same interview with McAfee, completely hedged on his...
Buy the jersey thing?
The jerseys now thing on Trap or Dive, the podcast for Hogs Haven. So for those of you that don't know, last week he was on a podcast with some Commanders fans, and he said, you know, you guys can go buy your Jaden Daniels jerseys now. And McAfee brought that up. And Schefter was like, let me talk about that. I need to defend that. This is stupid. And he basically said that he spent 30 minutes saying they're tracking toward Jaden Daniels. He really cares about the word tracking because his point is, I didn't say they were going to take Jaden Daniels. And at the end of the podcast, in jest, I said, go buy your jerseys. My point is, you said that. Like, here's what people are doing. They're saying, Adam Schefter said you could buy your Jaden Daniels jersey.
Because he said it?
Because there's a video of you saying that. Now, his point is, don't say I reported they're taking him. That's different. And I know you guys largely do not care about this. I harp on this show all the time. I do care about it. There is a massive difference between reporters reporting things and reporters saying, suggesting, and opining on things. Because he's Adam Schefter, any opinion he has is taken as a report. And it's very different. The way you word it, the way that you come out and say what you're saying, you're either reporting something or you're just kind of suggesting something like everybody else. Schefter's got text chains with his buddies from back at the University of Michigan, just like the rest of us do. He's never once reported they're going to take Jaden Daniels, but he obviously thinks they are going to, which is one of the biggest reasons, if I'm being honest, why I think they are going to. But it was very notable to me that on McAfee today, moments before saying the Commanders have to decide if they care that Jaden Daniels has his eyes elsewhere and probably has a preference of playing elsewhere, that's the decision they're going to have to make. He also hedged a little bit on the idea that when he said, go buy your Jaden Daniels jerseys, he meant go buy your Jaden Daniels jerseys. Let's go to Carlos in Saverna Park on G&D. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. I just left the Capitals practice facility. Got some signatures. I'm all locked in, man, for playoff hockey.
Very love cool. It, dude.
I actually saw the pictures of the practice today. It looked like it was packed with thousands of fans.
Oh, packed house, prizes, signatures. Love it, man. Everyone's ready. Let's do it. I don't think this is a big deal. Commanders don't even think it's a big deal, to be honest with you. I mean, what is J.D. Daniels going to do? Pull an Eli Manning and request, you know, not to be in San Diego and go to New York? It's all smoke and mirrors. Was Adam Schefter even said, like, a few weeks ago, was like, J.J. McCarthy is a sure thing for the Commanders. It's line season. This is all over the place. I'm so happy that playoff hockey is here because it steers us away from all this line week of the draft. Let's get it going. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, I mean, that's where we are, obviously, is misinformation, lying season, agenda season. Everybody's trying to gain something or lose something or confuse somebody else. I understand that. I know we're in there. Even still within that context, I'm hearing that they're in love with this guy. I'm hearing that this dude blew them away at their meeting. That feels different than emoji tweets and Adam Schefter 6 days out being like, yeah, he'd love to play somewhere else. It's up to the Commanders to figure out how important that is. Anyways, don't buy your jersey. Whoa.
Yeah.
You know?
That annoys me. And not the call. It's a good phone call. Thank you. And I'm glad you went to the practice. But this anything that's said now that isn't this guy's going to be drafted by this team is met by the media stirring the pot. Final week of the draft. Fast forward to Thursday. I didn't make the agent make it clear that he didn't like the interview process. He did that on his own. I didn't tell Adam Schefter today to come out and let everyone in D.C. know that Daniels would prefer to be a Raider. We're just reacting to what is two pretty, I would say, notable occurrences when you're 1 week ahead of crowning someone as the Fortune 500 CEO of this company. 800-636-1067, you want to hop in. Any of the last 48 hours worth of Daniels news give you any pause? I mean, the fact is he was the favorite before this. The odds have changed quite a bit, which we can get into next hour, but he seems like he should still be the favorite right now. And in the end, this will be not much ado about nothing, but some noise that ends up as maybe a distraction. Nothing that's happened should change how they feel, right? We're Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I think it's a situation where, from the outset, Jaden Daniels has had an interest in being other places. He just has. Now the interest is, okay, what do the Commanders do about that? Do they, like, there have been plenty of players who have wanted to play elsewhere, and the teams don't care, and they just do what they do. Or if there's a team that wants him, i.e. a team that used to essentially have a coach that worked him in college, like, then they have to trade for him. So
that's Adam Schefter. He was on with Pat McAfee today. We're 6 days away from the NFL draft. Yesterday in town, we're reacting to the agent for Jaden Daniels liking tweets about the Commanders doing a weird thing that he didn't like, I guess. Hard to work our way through emojis and what they mean, but welcome to 2024. I'd like to go on record one more time and say I cannot believe the amount of heat they're taking for taking a bunch of dudes in their 20s to Topgolf. I'm not telling you I would have done it that way. I would have just had them on a whiteboard, grilled them a million different ways, and figured out who the smartest person is at making decisions pre-snap and deciphering coverages. And then I'll draft that guy. But there is no right way to do this. Whether it's Florio nationally or some of the folks locally, they got beat up pretty good for their Topgolf event.
They did.
Okay. If you've got the perfect way to do the pre-draft process, can we get the answer key?
Then sell it and retire on an island.
Nobody's figured out how to do this. But I guess you've got it all figured out.
That's the point I hammered a million times over the last couple of days when people were talking about this. I'm going, the convention, this is how we do it. How you do it sucks. How you do it yields terrible results. Stop defending how you do it. Everybody that defends how it's normally done, your results have been terrible. I'm very willing to try something else. As long as it's thoughtful, as long as the work went into it, by all means, throw it at the wall.
Mark's in Stafford on Grant and Danny Schefter today saying Jaden Daniels' preference is to be elsewhere. Should the Commanders care about that?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, dude.
Danny, yep. You have sirens going off in your head like mine because it's the prima donna siren. It's not necessarily Daniels either. It's the agent. What you got is a guy who's totally out of his league who now doesn't know how to handle what just happened. Mark my word, you're going to start to get, he's agreed to the contract. Well, no, actually, he hasn't agreed to the contract. Well, no, he's not going to show up for voluntary OTAs. Well, he hasn't even moved to the Northern Virginia area yet. Prima donna warning.
There is a little prima donna siren thing here. I will give you that. A lot of the negotiation, the showing up, not showing up, that's all pretty much taken care of with the current CBA. There's not a whole lot of wiggle room. When you get drafted, it's 3 years before you can really get any money that isn't already dictated to you. There's a couple of language things in a contract, but for the most part, you sign the same deal as everybody around you in the draft did. You get to work. There's not a whole lot you can do. Where I would be curious now, right? Somebody was telling me, this is not a big deal. I said, it is to me. They go, how's it a big deal? It's Twitter. Well, what happens the first time the agent doesn't like that they're doing design runs? Remember RG2, like Robert Griffin's dad taking issue and publicly making it a stink. And maybe you just don't care about that. And if the guy's playing well, it's not a factor. Sure. But it can also become a distraction if the agent, like we saw with Haskins and his agent Mulligetta at different points, are at odds with the team. Remember there was a weird thing, like he was sick and he didn't... He showed up for the game, and then he was inactive, and Then they said they sent him home. And there was a whole thing where the agent is taking to X to talk about it, and it's conflicting with what the team is saying.
Uh-huh.
That's fine with a cornerback. That is not my franchise quarterback's path to greatness. Let's go to Lewis in Fairfax. What's up, Lewis?
Hey, Lewis.
Hey, guys. There's a few reasons why I would not take him. Reason one is, if Caleb Williams fought to come to D.C., we would have traded up probably and take him, but Caleb Williams did not, and he's actually from this area. Jaden Daniels is fighting to be in Oakland, and, you know, some people say it's speculation, you know, but his agent wouldn't go out on a limb like that and be so aggressive on our process. Reason two is we keep talking about the other quarterback, Michael Penix, that he's going to be old and old. We're forgetting that he's only 6 months older than Jaden Daniels. And Drake May is, yes, needs lots of work, but he's a couple of years younger with a lot of high upside. So, no, I would not take a fragile quarterback, undersized, that does not want to be here and does not have a desire, and his agent is already starting drama.
I want to clarify one thing. Thank you for the call. There has been zero suggestion that he does not want to be here. I think that the diction is very important that we use, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got to choose our words carefully and specifically here. There is a massive difference between Jaden Daniels has a lot of interest in being a Raider. Jaden Daniels is more interested, maybe, and I'm putting more into the equation. Mm-hmm. I don't even know that that was said, but that was kind of the inference, that his preference is to be elsewhere. Very different than Jaden Daniels doesn't want to be here. I could prefer to go eat at Glory Days. I could prefer to go get buffalo wings from a restaurant, a bar that I go to a lot. Doesn't mean when my wife says, hey, we're actually going to get kava tonight, that I'm angry about that, right? That's still a 7 out of 10. I like that better than cooking at home.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing was an 8 out of 10. And I just think that that's something that we have to be pretty clear about. Squeeze in one more here this hour. Be very quick, though, for us, Joey. What's up?
Yeah, I'm not too concerned that he wants to play somewhere else, being Oakland, since he has the ties to Antonio Pierce with college. But the thing is that his agent publicly came out and said it. For me, I mean, again, it could be a 10-hat theory, but his agent got it from somewhere. Like, obviously, there was some concern that he felt with the interview, something that he didn't like, but kudos to Adam Peters for doing it. I think it was a great style of interview with taking them all out together, putting them in an uncomfortable situation. Why wouldn't you want to see how they react in that situation?
Well, if it was to see how they react, you got a pretty interesting answer.
There, you got a reaction.
Speaking of reactions, the odds market has changed considerably in 24 hours in terms of who the Commanders are going to take. Do we care about that? Does that tell us anything? Next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.